Today's Amud is Tainis Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom line of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. So says the Gemara Amr Rav Chisda, says Rav Chisda, that how the Amr Mes'anin L'shois, we mentioned on the previous Amud on Yud Aleph Amud Beis that a concept of a Tainis for part of a day, a Tainis Shois, says Rav Chisda, that which we have a concept of a Tainis Shois, V'hu Shaloi Tam Klum Ad Arif. It's dafka, if you didn't eat anything the entire day, you didn't eat until nightfall, that's a tainis shois. So Amar Le Abaye, so Abaye said to Rav Chisda, how tainis maliyosahi? If you don't eat the whole day until nightfall, so that's not a tainis shois, that's not a tainis for only part of a day, that's a full-fledged tainis, you didn't eat the whole day. Says the Gemara, leitzricha de'im lachim luchay. The Rav Chisda is discussing a case where a person wasn't mekabel the tainis. He wasn't mekabel the tainis. We'll learn later a concept that you have to be mekabel the tainis for it to be considered a fast. So, therefore, it says Rav Chisda that it won't be considered a full-fledged fast since you weren't mekabel the tainis. The only way it will be considered anything, that meaning the first half of the day, the person just stopped. He skipped breakfast for whatever reason. He wasn't hungry by breakfast. He didn't eat breakfast. And then by Chatzai Sayoim, he got the idea in his head, I didn't eat the first half of the day. I might as well not eat the rest of the day. So says Rav Chisda, he has to not eat the rest of the day, and then at least it will be considered a tainis shois. He didn't eat the whole day? Yeah, but he wasn't mekabel it as a fast. The first half of the day, the fact that he didn't eat, that wasn't machmas the tainis, that was just stump for whatever reason he didn't eat. Therefore, it won't be considered a full fast, but it'll be considered a tainis shois as long as he goes the rest of the day and he doesn't eat. V'am Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda said that kol tainis shloi shaka olav chama lav shmei tainis, which seems to really be saying the exact same thing, that any tainis that you don't go until the end of the day, you don't go until shkia, or some rishayim, the rush, say, really it's referring to teisa kechavim, that you don't go until the end of the day, so that's not considered a tainis. Which again means the same thing, that it can't be considered a tainis unless you go the entire day without eating, because you weren't mekabelet, and therefore it won't be considered even a tainis shois unless you go until the end of the day. Now, Meisvei asked the Gemara, is that really true? That it has to be, it's all or nothing. If you eat any part of the day, so then it won't be considered a tainis. But we learned in a braisa that anshe mishmar misanin v'loy mashlimin. That the anshe mishmar, the kaihanim that were working that week in the Beis HaMikdash, like we've mentioned in the past, that the kaihanim were all divided into 24 mishmaris. Every one mishmar working each week of the, and then they would repeat itself. But every week there would be a different mishmar, a different group of kaihanim, a family of kaihanim that would work and do the avayda in the Beis HaMikdash. So if there was a tainis during the week where a given mishmar, it was their week to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, so they couldn't fast because they needed their strength to do the avayda. These animals aren't so light. And so they wouldn't fast. However, says the Braisa, they did fast, they just didn't complete the fast. They would fast part of the day. So you see that there's a concept of fasting only part of the day. It's not all or nothing. You don't have to fast until Shkia or Teisa Kechavim. You could be Misanev Leim Mashlimen. So it's a Kasha on Rav Chisda. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a Kasha. Hasam Litzaure Nafshei Ba'almohu. There, in a Chanami, doesn't have a din of a tainis. Rav Chisda was saying, for something to have a din of a tainis, it has to be you don't eat the whole day. There, by the Anshe Mishmar, they weren't fasting in order to have a din of a tainis. They were just fasting to be mishtatif with the Tsar of the Tzibur. The Tzibur was fasting, so therefore, it wouldn't be right that they would be eating away. So therefore, the Kehanim, they also fasted. Now, they couldn't fast, because they needed their strength. They fasted part of the day. It wasn't l'shem tainis. In a chanami, it didn't have a din of a tainis. It was just to be mishtatev with the tzar of the tzibur. Okay, we'll ask the Gemara a different kash on Rav Chisda. Tashma, we learned in a braisa. The Amar Rabbi Lazar ben Rabbi Tzaduk, anim ibnei banav shal sinav ben Binyamin. That I'm from one of the children, I'm from the descendants of son of ben Binyamin. Upam achas chal Tisha B'Av liyais b'Shabbos. One time, Tisha B'Av fell out on a Shabbos. And now we don't fast when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. Udichunuhu la'achar Shabbos. So they pushed it off until Sunday. Tisha B'Av was kept. They fasted on Sunday, on the 10th day of Av, on Yud Av. V'hisaninu boy, v'lo yishlam nuhu. Now says Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzaduk, that I fasted on that 10th day of Av, but I did not complete the fast. Why didn't he complete the fast? Because it was our yomtiv. It was our yomtiv. That was the Rashi brings. It was their family's turn to bring the carbon etzim. The story behind it is that there was a time when they went to the Beis HaMikdash and they didn't have etzim to bring the carbonates on the Mizbeach. So different families came, they volunteered, and they brought etzim to the Beis HaMikdash. Those families that brought the etzim forever, they get the chance. Their descendants are the ones that get the zchus for always with the zchus of always bringing the etzim to the Beis HaMikdash. So there's different dates when these different families would bring the etzim. So the family of Sinov ben Binyamin, his date was the 10th day of Av. So now Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadik was from his family, was from the family of Sinov ben Binyamin. So his date to bring the etzim was the 10th day of Av. Whichever day your family brought the etzim, it was considered like a Yom Tif. So for Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadik, the 10th day of Av was a Yom Tif. Being that Tisha B'Av was fell on Shabbos and got pushed off to the 10th day of Av, it was now being kept on his Yom Tif, so he felt that it's only a Tisha B'Av Nidcha, it's not really Tisha B'Av, it's just a Nidcha, and it's his Yom Tif, so he didn't fully fast. All he did was he fasted part of the day. He fasted, he was Misanev Lei Mashlim, and they fasted, but they did not complete the fast. Again, you have a Kasha from here on Rav Chista, you see it from here again, that there's a concept of a fast, even though you don't complete the fast, not like what Rav Chista said, that it doesn't count as anything if you fast, if you don't complete the fast. So says the Gemara, no, hasam nami letzure nafshe ba'almohu. There also, Enochanami did not have a din of a fast, but he just fasted part of the day in order to be mishtatef with the tsar of the tzibur, but not because it had a din of a tainus. Tashema, the Gemara gives one last try. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, ahe betainus ad sha'avay lebesi. The Rabbi Yochanan said that I should be in a tainus until I get to my house. So you see from Rabbi Yochanan that there's a concept of fasting even part of the day, even if you don't fast until Shkia or Tzaytzekei Chavim. So again, Kasha on Rav Chista. Now even though Rabbi Yochanan's Namayra, like Taisus and Ksuvus and Davchasam and Aleph points out, that by Rabbi Yochanan we don't say Tanuhu Upalug like we do by Rav. Rabbi Yochanan is only a Namayra, so technically Rav Chista is allowed to argue on Rabbi Yochanan, but still we find many times in Shas that the Gemara asks Kashas and Amorayim from Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan wasn't someone that you just started up with. You didn't just simply argue on Rabbi Yochanan, so it could be he could have argued on Rabbi Yochanan, but it's unlikely. So ask the Gemara again now from Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan would say this, I should be in a tainus until I get to my house. So you see that you can have a tainus even though it doesn't go until the end of the day. Kasha on Rav Chista, says the Gemara, no, hasam l'shamute nafshe mi beinesiyah hu da'avad. There, in that case, he only did it because the Nasi was inviting him over. He didn't want to trouble the Nasi. He wasn't interested in eating at the Nasi for whatever reason. He didn't want to lie to the Nasi and make up an excuse. He wanted whatever his excuse. He wanted his excuse to be true. So he said, I'm fasting until I get to my house. He said that to himself. The Nasi didn't know about that. And this way, when the Nasi would invite him over, Rabbi Yochanan would tell the Nasi, I'm sorry, I'm actually fasting, and therefore I can't come over. This way, his excuse was technically true. So he had, I guess, a heter mitnei shalom to lie to the Nasi, even though he had a heter to lie. It seems he didn't want a mamish outright lie. He wanted there to at least be truth in his words. And therefore, he was mekabel atainus until he got to his house. Once he got to his house, he wanted to eat. He wanted to learn Torah. He didn't want to be fasting. It would take away from his ability to learn as well. So he said, okay, I'm going to fast until I get to my house. So it wasn't really a din tainus. It's not like Rabbi Yochanan was trying to make himself have a din of a tainus. He just wanted to be in a tainus in a way that at least he could tell the Nasi that he's fasting. So again, there's no kasha from there on Rav Chista. Rav Chista was saying that it won't have a din tainus if it doesn't go until the end of the day, and in all these cases we don't see otherwise. Oh, even though we find fast days that don't go until the end of the day, it could be none of them had a din of an actual tainus. Says the Gemara, Vayter now Amar Shmuel, that called tainus shalei kibel alav mi ba'od yoyim lav shmei tainus. Now if a person wants to have a tainus, a real tainus, it has to be that he was mekabel the tainus the day before. He has to have been mekabel the tainus while it was still day on the previous day, perhaps earlier, but at least on the previous day. Ve'i yasev mai, asked the Gemara, and what happens if he fasts without being mekabelet, what worth does that have? A person who stam fasts without being mekabelet, he decided later at night he was going to fast the next day. Or he decided in the morning he's going to fast for the whole day. What worth does that have? Amar Rabba bar Sheila, dami lemapucha demal yezika. It's like a bag, it's like a sack that's filled with air, meaning it doesn't have any worth. So says the Gemara now, Emas Mekabalai. So Shmuel said he has to be Mekabalai. At what point does he have to be Mekabalai the Tainus? When? The previous day. When is he supposed to be Mekabalai? Rav Amar B'mincha, Ushmuel Amar B'tfilas HaMincha. So Shmuel says he does it by the actual Shmoneh Esrei, by Tfilas Mincha. Rav says B'mincha, Rashi explains, means by the Zman of Mincha. By the Zman of Mincha, which at least the way we paskin, the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, is that L'chadchila, that means Mincha Ketana. L'chadchila Mincha Ketana, although it does work also for Mincha Gedayla. L'chadchila from the Zman of Mincha Ketana, that's when he's supposed to be Mekabel the Tainus, that's with Rav Shita. And Shmuel says, B'tfilas HaMincha, that not just by the Zman of Mincha, even actually in the Shmoneh Esrei, which the way the Ramah Paskins means, before saying, Yul Ratzon, at the end of Elokai Nitzor, that's when you're Mekabel the Tainus. The Shulchan Aruch says, during the Bracha of Shema Kaleinu, otherwise known as Shemeya Tefillah, And the Mishnah Berurah Taka says it's a nice hiddur to be maharer the Kabbalah in Shemaya Tefillah, but Lamaisa the Psak of the Ramah, he says, is only to verbalize it in Yul Ratzon, which I believe is the way Sfaradim are Naig as well. But that's the Shita of Shmuel. So Rav says by the Zman of Mincha, and Shmuel says by the Tefillah of Mincha. Now Rabbi Yosef, says Rabbi Yosef, that Kivase de Shmuel Mistavra, that it's more logical, like Shmuel, that it has to be during Shmoneh Esrei, it's B'tfilas HaMincha. D'chsiv b'Megillas Tainus, because it says in Megillas Tainus, Megillas Tainus is the Megillah, which goes through the different days where different Nisim happen to Klal Yisrael, and during these days, you're not allowed to fast. So it says over there in Megillas Tainus, it lists all the different days where you're not allowed to fast, and it says that during these days, you can't fast. Lahain, except for Kol Inish D'Yesei Alohi Mikdamas Dana, anybody who already accepted upon himself from before we made this into a Yom Tov, from before we made it into a day, that you're not allowed to fast. He had already accepted upon himself he's going to fast on that day. Let's say someone got up in the beginning of the year, Tafshin Pei Hei, and he said, even though we don't have Megillas Tainus anymore, but theoretically, let's say a person got up in the beginning of Tafshin Pei Hei, and he said, every Monday, Thursday of this year, I'm going to fast, and then a Nais happened on a certain Thursday, and then in the middle of Tavshin Pei Hei, they added it into Megillas Tainus, and now this is another Thursday, this Thursday of whatever day of Iyar, you're not allowed to fast. Since this Pliny, he already accepted upon himself in the beginning of the year that he was going to be fasting on that day, so then he can make himself aser, and he's not allowed to eat food, and his fast is chal, even though normally during the days that are listed in the Megillas Tainus, you're not allowed to fast. Since his Kabbalah preceded the Yom Tov, his Kabbalah preceded when they added it into Megillas Tainus, so then he's allowed to continue his fast. And Yesar, he can make an aser for him to eat. It's going to be aser for him to eat. He's got his fast is chal. Now, the word Yesar is interesting. Yesar sounds like he has to do something. That Yesar, he prohibits himself from eating. Now, so what does that mean? It's really, he already was mekabel on himself to fast every Monday, Thursday. The proper word seems like it should have been yei aser, that it is aser, memela. It's aser for him to eat on that day. Since his Kabbalah preceded this day being added into Megillas Tainus, so yei aser, it's aser for him to eat on that day. What's yesar, that he has to go and aser food for himself? So my love yesar atzmai bitziloi. It's mashma that he has to aser it for himself. And Shmoneh Esrei. It's not enough that he had a Kabbalah. He has to actually be Mekabalah during Shmoneh Esrei. So this is the Raya to Shmuel. Says the Gemara, lo ye aser atzmai. No, switch the girsa. The proper girsa, Megillas Tainus, is not yesar. Rather, it is ye aser, that it's just memela becomes aser. And the Gemara seems to assume that, meaning it's a shver Gemara, because even according to Rav, Even according to Rav, that you have to be makabel by mincha, you still need a kabbalah, so it still makes sense to say the word yesar. Why is yesar more mashma like Shmuel? Yesar, for some reason, is mashma that you have to be makabel during Shemini Esrei. And according to Rav, you also have to be makabel. Rav also worked with the word yesar. You just have to be makabel by the zman of mincha. Seems like the Gemara is assuming that according to Rav, and only according to Rav, so then the kabbalah that you originally had, that you're going to fast every Monday, Thursday, that kabbalah itself would work. You don't need to make a new one on the day before, and therefore the word ye'aser would make more sense. You don't need to do anything more. Only according to Shmuel, you have to be makabled in Shemayin Esrei, so then you have to do it mamish in the Shemayin Esrei right before, something like that. But that's what the Gemara says, that ye'aser is more mashma like Shmuel. The Gemara answers, and you could have the word, change it to the word ye'aser. And says the Gemara that Pligi Baha Rabbi Chiyav Rabbi Shimon Berebi, that there's actually a machlaikas about this girsa, a machlaikas between Rabbi Chiyav and Rabbi Shimon Berebi. Chad Amar Yesar, Chad Amar Yeyaser. One of them said the girsa of Yesar, that you have to be makabel in Shemayin Esrei, and the other one said Yeyaser. Mand Amar Yesar Kedamrinan, like we said, that you have to be makabel in Shemayin Esrei. Mand Amar Yeyaser Mahi, and says the Gemara, how does it play out? According to the Man D'Amar of Ye'aser, says the Gemara, we have a Braisa which explains it. Really, we already spoke it out, that you don't need to do anything new, it's just automatic, but the Braisa speaks it out, so the Gemara brings a Braisa, the Tanya. We learned in a Braisa, the Tanya ben Megillas Tainus. It's a Braisa actually in Megillas Tainus. And the Braisa over there says, that Kol Inish D'Yesi Alohi Megdamas Dana, Ye'aser, according to this Girsa, that anybody who already had a previous Kabbalah to fast, before it was added into Megillas Tainus, before that day, was added into Megillas Tainus, so Ye'aser, it's Aser from to eat, meaning the fast is Chal. So Ketzad, how does this play out? Yachet Shekibla Olav, Sheni V'chamishi, V'sheni Shekol Hashana, a person who said, Sheni V'chamishi, I'm going to fast every Monday and Thursday of the entire year, Shekol Hashana Kula, of the entire year, V'erubam, Yamim Taivim Aksuvim B'Megillas Tainus, and then on one of the Mondays and Thursdays, there it's Chal on one of those days, a day that's listed in Megillas Tainus as a day that you're not allowed to fast, so the halacha depends. Im nidrei kaidum l'gzeraseinu, if his neder was before our gzera, before we added that day into Megillas Tainus, so then yavtil nidra is gzeraseinu. So then his neder trumps our gzera. His neder preceded our gzera, and his neder takes precedence, and he's going to fast on that day. Vim gzeraseinu kaidemus l'gnidrei. However, if our gzera, us adding that day into Megillas Tainus, that preceded his Kabbalah to fast every Monday, Thursday, that day was already in Megillas Tainus, so then Tevatel Gzeraseinu as Nidrei, so then our Gzera will trump his Neder, and he will not fast on that specific Monday or Thursday. But no other new Kabbalah is needed. Everything just happens by itself, and that's going to be the Halacha if you have the Girsa of Ye'aser. Says the Gemara Vayter. Now Tanu Rabbanan. In general, any time a person has a day fast, so until when in the morning is he allowed to eat? The night is not included in his fast. The preceding night is not included in his fast. At what point of the night or until the next morning is he allowed to eat? Says the Braisa, Ad Shiyalem with a Shachar Divrei Rebbe. The Shita of Rebbe is that you're allowed to eat all the way until Alaysa Shachar. Rabbi Eliezer Bar Shimon Aimer, Rabbi Eliezer Bar Shimon is Chaylik, and he says, Ad Kreis HaGever, you have to stop eating a little bit earlier, you have to stop eating by the time that the rooster calls out, which is slightly before Alaysa Shachar. Now Amar Abaye says that this, that you're allowed to eat the whole night, and you're allowed to eat the whole night until Alaysa, or until Kreis HaGever, Leishanu Ela Shalegamar Su'udasai. That's only if you pulled an all-nighter and you're continuing your Suda, you're continuing your whole suda until the morning, so you're allowed to continue until Alois, until Kreis HaGever. Aval Gamar Sudasai. But if, let's say, at 9 o'clock at night, you finish supper, so then Eino Eichel. So then once you finish supper, you can't then continue eating later in the night. Once you ended your meal, so then you finished, you already accepted the fast, and you're not allowed to continue eating after that. Esve Rava, however, asked Rava, we learned in the Braisa, that Gamar V'Amad HaReza Eichel. It says that even if you finished your supper, and you got up from your meal, you're allowed to continue eating. Says the Gemara Hasam Kishaloi Silek. That's talking about where you didn't remove the table. for all intents and purposes, the food's still on the table. You didn't remove the food. You finished eating, but the food's still on the table. That shows that you're clearly not Mesiach Das from continuing to eat. And the same thing, Taisa says in Amud Beis, about if you make a Tanai, that would also help. A person who has in mind, or for sure, better to verbalize it, a person verbalizes that he's going to continue eating, so then there's nothing wrong with continuing to eat until Alayis HaShachar, the original Memra, the Memra of Abaye, that he said, that once you finish your Suda, you're done, that's only if you don't have a mind to eat. It could be a person stam das, that would also be enough. A person stam das, after he finishes supper, is that sometimes he has a nighttime snack, or he always wakes up, or he always has a snack later in the night, on the night before a fast, so it could be that would also help. Rabbi was only saying that if a person didn't have any das, and he finished the suda, he cleared the table, he didn't have a mind to continue eating, so then, right then and there, he has to stop eating, he can't continue eating, he can't eat anything else by before Alayis HaShachar. But, as long as a person had a mind to continue his suda, he left the food out, or he made it tonight, or that's what he always does, so then he is allowed to continue eating until Alayis HaShachar. Another member says the Gemara about this, Amar Rava, that Leishanu Ela Kishlo Yashan, this that you're allowed to eat until Alayis HaShachar, it's only if you didn't go to sleep yet. Aval Yashan Eino Eichel. However, once a person went to sleep, again, assuming he did not make a Tanai, if a person didn't make a Tanai that he's going to eat later in the night, and he went to sleep, even if he happened to have woken up at 3 in the morning, and he wants to now take a drink, he wants to eat a bowl of cereal, whatever it is, he's not allowed to. He's Eino Eichel. Once you go to sleep, so then that's it. Now the tinus is already upon you, and you're not allowed to eat. Eisfei Abaye, however, Abaye asked, we learned in the Braisa, that Yashan Va'amar Hareza Eichel. Then no, if you go to sleep and you wake up early, so you are allowed to eat. You wake up at 3 in the morning, you could take a bowl of cereal, you could take a drink. Says the Gemara, now no, and again, this is all if you don't make it tonight. Of course, if you make it tonight, so then you could wake up in the morning, and you're allowed to eat, even if you went to sleep. But if you don't make it tonight, so then Rava said you're not allowed to eat, and asked Abaye, even without it tonight, we see you are allowed to eat. Says the Gemara, this that you're allowed to eat when you went to sleep, hasan b'misnamnim. That's talking about where you didn't really fall asleep. You never really fell into a deep sleep. You were just dozing off. Hey chidami misnamnim. What's the exact definition of misnamnim? Amar of Ashi, like we've had in past, that it's nim v'le nim. He's tir v'le tir. That he's sleeping, but he's not really fully sleeping. He's awake, but he's not really fully awake. Dekaru levane. If you call his name, he'll be able to answer you. V'lo yada lahadure svara. He won't be able to tell you something sophisticated. He won't be able to tell you dvar chachma. However, v'chimad kirile midkar. But if you remind him and you ask him and you give him hints, so then he'll remember. You tell him, oh, where you put the car keys over here. He'll remember to say, oh yeah, that's where I put it. So that's included in this misnamnim. So that's when we say if a person was misnamnim, even without a tanai, he could then fully wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and he could take a drink. But otherwise, if a person falls into an actual sleep, and he didn't make it tonight, that he's going to wake up at 3 in the morning and eat something, so then once he falls asleep, and he happened to have woken up at 3 in the morning, then he's not allowed to eat. It's only if you intended to wake up at 3 in the morning, then you'd be allowed to eat. That's what Taisa says over here on the top of Yabez and Mabez, Dibur Maschil Nim. But without a tonight, a person fell asleep. He wasn't planning on eating before the fast. He happened to have woken up at 3 in the morning, so that's when Rava said, that's when he's not going to be allowed to eat. About such a case, we don't say that he's allowed to eat until Alayis HaShachar.